Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Pick. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting 7th. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Andy Reese. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting 7th. The right fielder, George Harper. Batting 8th. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Larry Benton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Benton. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick strikes out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Reese reaches second base with a double. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reese moves to third. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields it and throws to home to get Reese. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rausch. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Adams applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it, throws to second, with Jackson covering, 4-1. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Jackson steals second. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0-for-1 in the game. Pick takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field. Harper picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Harper. Wilson scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Benton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0-for-1 in the game. Roush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roush for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Terry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to second. One out. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hartnett for a passed ball. Jackson moves to second. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Taylor moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hartnett and Pick drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. Taylor scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Giants. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pick hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hornsby. Webb moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Harper chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Taylor fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Taylor. Webb scores. Wilson moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 2 in the game. Rausch hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bush moves to third. Adams moves to second. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bush scores. Adams scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mueller pinch hits for Zach Taylor. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 2 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Cummings now catching. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummings fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Cummings. Stevenson moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-3 in the game. Rausch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-3 in the game. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Reese moves to third. Hornsby moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-5, Giants. Percy Jones now pitching. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Ott now playing center field. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-4 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.